And today I have not been in there very much, I know. I had a very special visitor come to visit me, and I would like to introduce you to a professor at the University of Maine. She is very, very special, I think, even as I talked to her today. Really cool to talk to her because she is the one that taught Jenny, the sweet therapist, my angel that came to me. And I would like to introduce you all to Nancy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me here.
You're welcome. And what kind of professor are you?
Well, I teach speech language pathology, and I mostly teach the undergraduate students about they're thinking about future careers in speech pathology or audiology, and I teach them about how to observe clinical work, and how to recognize how clinicians help patients and clients. And I also teach undergraduates about the research process in the field. And then at the graduate level, I teach graduate course on stuttering, and I teach occasionally graduate course on counseling in speech pathology.
That is amazing. And Jenny was the one that came to me in my podcast that you can hear that was previously done, the beginning of my podcast. And we locked eyes. And Jenny had Nancy, and I just think it's amazing how much love and hope. And again, it's not all from her, but as I talk to Nancy, she does have that love for others.
One of the I was really happy to teach the course on counseling because it's different than the other classes. I'm not teaching the students about a specific disorder, but I'm teaching them about how to relate to their clients and their patients and learning what's most valuable to them. So that's how you and I got connected, because you came to my class to talk about your experience, and it's probably, for me, it's one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful experience I have heard from a client or a patient.
Thank you.
And well, you and I were just talking earlier about how we haven't seen each other for like 3 years.
So I look pretty good for
You
3 years.
sound darn good. It's amazing.
I
You're amazing.
know.
Yeah.
I just can't, like speaking is so different. Like I just can't tell you. Like, I have Botox a week away, and I have not been asked at all. What did I say?
Well, you know, it makes me remember when you came to my class, we had to schedule it so that it happened right after your Botox.
Yes.
And now that would have not been the case. That's all your work you've done.
Yeah, I mean, the stress of my job. And it's really amazing that I do have even the punctuality or
Like the articulation.
yes, there you go.
Yes,
It's
much
I
better.
it can definitely tell when I do that because it's not a stutter, you
Yeah,
know, but
and
like
it's clear.
it's
Yeah.
just amazing. And I can eat also, and I haven't had any issues with eating. It's amazing that, because usually I would be clamped shut by
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, right.
And now I just can have whatever I want.
Anytime.
Exactly.
And how many weeks go by in between?
We have 90 days.
Oh, so that's months.
Yes. And Dr. Keebler is still doing my Botox. Mm-hmm. And he is the highest doctor in this area. And he treats me so special because he knows that I'm so rare and it has been especially hard because there has been no answers.
Yeah. Well, you're creating the path. It's not like there's somebody that's gone before and we can say, oh yeah, this works or that works or here's where we're going to go next. You're making that happen.
I am.
Yeah.
And I feel so more confident, mm-hmm. since we saw each other the first time, because I have answers, and it's amazing that, you know, I'm not still out there searching myself, because I know what I need to do.
Because you've made a study of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you come to my class twice?
Yes,
I thought so. Yeah. Because that's when the second you came. I remember you were really nervous about coming, mm-hmm. and you didn't know how students were going to react, and we talked that through. And then it was the second time, mm-hmm. that you came when you showed me that you took 11 steps.
I know.
Like that. That was just in a year. That was like a year's time.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. When I first saw you, it was like, I wanted to say, look at me. You know?
You did.
I was like, I'm so proud of myself, yeah. because I can definitely see improvements all the time. Mm-hmm. But with my mouth, it's, for me, it's the most improvement.
Yeah.
Because I'm not struggling to talk, and I'm not struggling to eat. It's definitely a lot easier when I get sick or anything.
Yeah.
So, Nancy, I really, really appreciate you being on the air with me this morning, and hopefully we'll continue to always bloom with our friendship. And I would like to leave you with a quote. When it rains, look for rainbows. When it is dark, look for stars. Always. You are not alone. There's always someone out there. You need to just reach. I invite you to my Facebook support group, Emily's Corner, and we are there for brain injury awareness, lifelong events, challenges, your recovery, and it's green and purple. So when you search, it is Emily's Corner, and I also invite you to my website, www.strokeandtbiallies.com. www.strokeandtbiallies.com. You are never alone.